Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into Chaos Radio. Your host, Derek Oliver. Controversial and comedic spiritual for your listening pleasure.
You cannot tell me on your ideas. What you gonna say? What you wanna hear? You might take it back, and I'm gonna take it right. You might take it wrong, and I might take it right. Step back, relax, and just chill with your bad self. Put your mouth and your booty back on. Bottom line for real, we got a real deal. This is Derek Oliver. It's about to bring the chaos. You can come for me. What you gonna do?
Oliver with my co-host and my beautiful wife, Miss Kay, and we just want to welcome everyone that's listening in to D&K Bible Break. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. That's online. That is www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver, or if you want to call in on our phone lines at 845-277-9094. We also want to send a special shout-out to my sponsors, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Brentwood Publishing, Finish Line, Outback Steakhouse, and Pizza Hut. We just want to send a shout-out to them. Also, want to send a shout-out to those that's listening over there in London, Germany, and Bahamas. It is actually midnight right now over in London, and I believe it is 1 a.m. over in Germany. So I want to thank you all for joining us this late this evening. And again, we just want to say thank you for having us. It's going to be an interesting show tonight. I'm going to recap our revival. There's some things that I come full circle of. And with that, I think you will enjoy what I'm going to say and what I have for you. And with that being said, I want to bring my co-host, my beautiful, my partner in crime, best friend, all of that, Miss Kay. Good evening. How are you?
I am great. I am great. Happy Monday. Good evening. Happy to be here.
Amen. Amen. I'm happy that for those that are listening, you know, we did our Chaos Revival over the weekend, the first half. We still got the second half to go. And it was a long weekend. I enjoyed it, but I learned something. And I'm not going to say I didn't know what I'm going to share with you. It's relevant moving forward because of what I learned, what I took in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I just want to go over some things, and we won't be on long tonight, but there's some things I want to go over. So I'm going to ask Ms. Kay to open us up with prayer, and we're going to get right into the Word.
Father God, we come to you this evening thanking you for allowing us to have the activities of our limbs be clothed in our right mind. We thank you for bringing us together once again. We ask that you just let your will be done on tonight. Remove us and let your spirit flow. Give us the words to say. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Before I get started, Kay, is there anything in no particular order that you want to say anything about the revival? Quick, just what did you take in? Just a quick 2 seconds of what you took in over the weekend. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I just want to say.
Well, like you said, it was a busy weekend. So, did you do that? Was that feedback?
What's that? No, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay.
No,
what I took in over the weekend, it was busy, and I didn't get to catch all of Friday because I was working, but I did catch Saturday and Sunday, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I liked the way I was there on Saturday when you gave the message about crossing over, and then the bishop brought it home on yesterday and how it tied in together. So it was kind of like y'all was on, you know, one accord, which was awesome. So, I mean, from the message that I did hear, it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. I'm glad that you took the time to put it together. But as a wife, at the same time, I'm looking at you and I'm like, you're doing too much. That's what I want to say. Can you just chill? It's like you didn't have no kind of chill mode. You were just, like, for the whole week, you were constantly doing something. And at times, I'm like, I really wanted you to rest. But, you know, I understand you was doing the Lord's work.
I don't know. My engineers are listening. No, that's not me. That was not me. That was not me. But that was not me. No. What you said was good because will you finish?
I'm done. I don't want nobody to cut me off. I feel like I'm on an award show when, you know, they wrapping up the music. Go ahead.
No, they just text me to apologize. That just came up out of the blue. But one of the things that I've learned, and I'm going to get into the back end and the stuff that was going on, you know, when you do a revival, you're supposed to come out with something. And the response from all the response I got from the people and from the prison are all excellent responses. And they want to do it again. And the prison wants to be a part of our everyday, not our everyday. They want to be a part of our Sunday Praise Tabernacle Church. They want to be a part of what we're doing on Sunday mornings. So that was a blessing on that end of it. And one of the things that I've learned during this revival, I want to thank Dr. Angela McCant for coming out Friday night, preaching about the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego being in a fiery furnace, and something that she said that, you know, they never tried to get out of the fire. And sometimes when God puts us in a situation, we try to get out, we try to escape, but sometimes he has us in a position for a reason. And what I'm going to say kind of bears with what I've learned. And if you do a revival, you hear all the words and you get nothing out of it, then it really wasn't a revival, because I was revived. And I'm going to say some things that I'm guilty of as well during the revival. Saturday, you know, I had the privilege of preaching, and I preached crossed over and how they crossed over, how Moses, and when they crossed over, they were murmuring and complaining. And when Josh crossed over, they crossed over praising the Lord. And for the first time when I preached, I had to go back and listen to it. I'm not going to say it was my best work, but it was, I was, because of what I did on throughout the week, the way I prayed, the way I prepared for the sermon, when I was finished preaching on Saturday, I was completely empty. And it was a good feeling. It was a great feeling because I left everything out there at the altar. And part of that, after we were done on Saturday, I told my wife I'm going to come home after Sunday morning service and I'm not going to do anything. Just going to relax. We get up Sunday morning, I hear a bishop, and what he was preaching kind of hit home as well. As far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And one of the things that as a preacher, as an elder, as a man called by the Lord, I was asking the question, and I'm going to give the answer too. Why was I so sold out on Saturday after I preached? And looking back during the week, you hear my wife say that she wanted me to rest. I was fasting, and people don't realize this. When we fasted on Wednesday, I'm a diabetic, and I had a low sugar count. And after Tuesday Bible study, my health, I was feeling like I couldn't get my sugar up. I couldn't, you know, keep it up. It was really low. It was in the 40s. And if anyone out there that's diabetic, you know, if you're in the 40s, that's just not a good place to be. And it was like that Wednesday. Thursday, I was still trying to get my sugar up. I couldn't keep it up. It would go up and then it would drop down. So with all this stuff that was going on, and because we fasted on Wednesday, and because of the way the fast was going, I couldn't fast for the full 12 hours. But I did what I could. And to the point where I almost was sick, I had to eat. And I'm going somewhere with this. And then all day Thursday, I'm in prayer. Friday, I'm in consistent prayer. And then when I preach, you know, and to get, I don't want to be long-winded because I don't want to have us on here all night. At the end of the revival, the Lord said, why don't I do that consistently? And, you know, sometimes we can preach or teach. And as preachers, we get comfortable with just preaching and teaching. But there's no prep to us preaching or teaching. There's no fasting before we preach or teach. There's no, okay, it's just we get up when we're supposed to. We know how to move, but we're not prepping ourselves for souls. We're not prepping ourselves for the movement of God. We're just getting ourselves together to teach. That's it. I'm not saying everybody. I'm just speaking specifically to Derek. And when I noticed that, I was famished. I was done. And then after I heard the pastor preach, and when he looked like he was famished as well, looked like he was just through, the Lord was telling me that every time that I teach, preach, if I'm not taking the same steps, I'm cheating him. So yeah, over the last few, I've been cheating because I preach, and then it's like, okay, I cut it off. The Lord don't cut it off. When I think that people receive what they receive, then it's over with, and that's not the way we ought to be. We ought to be completely empty when we're teaching and when we're preaching, and that's sort of what I took out of the revival. And when I see other ministers and preachers, you know, it's important that we don't leave nothing in the tank when we're preaching or teaching or whatever you've been called to do. You don't leave nothing in the tank. You just do it. And when you do it, the Lord will, he will replenish you, but you're just leaving everything out of the tank. And for the weekend, I thought it was a success, nothing but praise and everything. And when I got home, I told my wife I was going to relax. And I didn't do that. I had the phone up and I'm talking. And when you're talking to people, whether they're saved or not saved, they can drain you. And just that quick, I was drained by two conversations that I had with family members. And they didn't say anything negative. It was just their energy drained me. And the Lord told me, I told you just to relax. And I didn't. And it seemed like I was just drained all day Sunday. And I don't know who's all listening tonight, but I listened to a message last night before I went to bed. I believe it was one of the elders' daughters that spoke a message on last night, and she put it on Instagram, and I listened to it once. And when I listened to it, it was the last thing I listened to before I went to sleep. And during my sleep, you know, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and the Lord speaks to me. And I was recapping all of Friday to Sunday and everything that I've heard. And this is why I just want to do a recap, because sometimes if you don't recap and if you don't fast and pray and study, you might miss what the Lord is trying to tell you and trying to show you. And we have another half of the revival coming up. And the Lord told me, and I think sometime tomorrow I'm going to reach out to the young lady. I think it's Elder Blood's daughter taught yesterday. You remember what we listened to on life when she was teaching?
About
yes.
David and Goliath.
Yeah. Yes. And the thing about what she was saying, and it touched me, because as she was teaching it the way God gave it to her to teach it, you know. And sometimes we get caught up as preachers and elders and people in the church. We think things are supposed to go a certain way. They're supposed to say it a certain way. And what the Lord wanted me to share today and as we move forward into the revival at the end of the month is, you know, God can use whoever he wants. And as she was teaching, I'm thinking to myself, this young girl is teaching about this. When you go on the Instagram, you see other young girls twerking. You see other young girls posing nude. You just see nothing but filth. You very rarely see young people teaching the word of God. And it struck me in the Lord, like, this is what we're trying to do. This is the people. We got people in prisons. We got people all over the world we're reaching to. So I'm going to reach out to her because I want her to do 10 minutes on Friday night on the 26th. Just to give her testimony. Yes. Yeah. I don't want to mess her name up. So I don't want to, you know, I'm bad with names. But give her 10 minutes to give her testimony and to sing the way the Lord tells her to do it. Not the way I want her to do it or her parents want, just the way she did it on Instagram. Just come, because she can reach the people we can't reach. And I can reach. That's why I'm trying to use different preachers and teach, because we can reach certain people. I can't reach everybody. And we have a team that ought to be excited to preach and teach and to share their gifts. That's the whole purpose of the revival, is to share your gift. I can't sing worth a quarter, so I'm not going to try to sing. That's not my forte. But when you surround yourself with a team, which the pastor was teaching about, sometimes we got to pass the ball and let other people do what their special gifts is. And some people, you know, when I played football, you know, some people came in on certain downs to give them the ball because it will work. So I'm going to use everything that I've learned over the weekend to put into the last 3 days of the next revival. It's just I took a lot out of the teaching. And I just want to make sure I give that shout out at the last minute, because that was not part of the program for the next 3 days. But you see, when you listen and being obedient to the Lord, you just do what the Lord tells you to do. And that's what the Lord is telling me to do. Don't care who get mad, who get upset. And people say, why didn't you do this, or why didn't you have this person or that person? Well, the Lord didn't say that. And again, the young lady asked us to, I think her mother, Evangelist, asked us to watch at 2:30. And to my surprise, we missed it at 2:30. And I'm like, man, we got to go back and listen to it. The good thing about Instagram, you can always go back and listen to something or someone. And when I did it, the Lord planned it that way for me to listen. Because at the end of the day, this morning when I woke up, I was asking my wife, I said, you know, I'm going to ask her to come and give, you know, 10 to have it, the Lord leads her to do that. Also, for the preachers that's coming up, I'm going to ask you to sell out. And not because I'm asking you to, I'm just sharing my experience. When I fasted, when I prayed, the devil hit my house so hard last week. People just don't realize that it started with my wife on Monday. You know, it started with me late Tuesday night going into Wednesday. And the behind the scenes that goes on when you got to talk to so many different people and T-shirts for everybody, making sure I call London and Germany at an appropriate time to talk to them. Everything that was going on. And to work with the people from the prison, it was a blessing. And in that so much that on Sundays, they're going to be a part of Praise Tabernacle and being able to listen to the word of God, whoever preaches or teaches, or even on Tuesday night, who's ever teaching, we ought to be excited and we ought to be able to start. If we're called, I'm not talking about if you're not called. If you're called, being on our hands and knees, preaching, fasting, and praying for one another. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have a turn to shoot the ball. You're going to have a turn to carry the ball. Or if you want to call it golf, you're going to have it to tee off. It's going to be your turn. And I don't feel like, I feel like I'm talking in circles. So why, if the, am I making sense? Or I'm just jibber-jabbing.
Well, what it sounds like to me, you're saying, bottom line is just be ready. Prepare now. Like, just get prepared, because you never know when the Lord is going to want to use you for such a time. So just always be prepared. You should always be studying. And I know a lot of the times we get so busy doing God's work that we miss out on taking the time to actually talk to God about the work. So that's the problem. And a lot of times when you're preparing for a lesson and you're, like, for example, you were preparing all for this pretty much for the last month you've been preparing, but you really hanker down the last week. And by you doing that, you are spending more time talking to the Lord and doing what he was calling you to do. So when you got before the people, you left it all out on the table. And a lot of the times we get so busy in doing, running here, running there, doing this, doing that. We're doing the work of the Lord, but we're not actually sitting down and spending that time that you need when you're preparing for a lesson, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and what comes to mind is when Jesus fed the 5,000, after he fed them, he sent his disciples to the ship, and he went into the mount to pray, to be by himself. A lot of times we need that, but I'm guilty of, and when I say this, you know, I'm going to be hard on myself. And I don't want any other preachers or anyone else thinking that I'm taking shots at anybody, because that's not what this is. This is totally for Derek. When you're a part of something, you get excited. And what excited me was I was able to leave it all out there. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the next time I teach or the next time I preach, because my preparation is going to be different than what it used to be. The way I prepared, the Lord was pleased with. But also, I'm not pleased with the way that I prepared previous to last week. And I'm like, wow, I didn't do this and all the things I didn't do. But I can't go back and change it, only just to move forward. So I'm just hoping preachers that are preaching and teaching the word of God, you sell out to what you were called to do. It's not about just getting up there, marking in your Bible on some yellow lines and giving a lesson. Anyone can give a lesson. The devil knows enough word to give a lesson. But when you are called, you're going to do more than give the lesson. You're going to go deep. You're going to leave everything on the table. The good thing about Praise Tabernacle Bible Study, if you listen to the panel, whatever you're teaching, whatever the scripture you use, they're going to suck all the meat off the bone. They're going to make sure that you have it. And that's when you're in a team. You can do that. But as an individual, when you're doing that, you have to take it to another level. And where the Lord is leading me and trying to take us is to another level. We have to be ready. And the only way to be ready to defeat the devil is some of these demons is not going to come out unless we're fasting and praying. They're not. We have to be ready. And I want to ask the question, because moving forward, you know, when I look at the elders and the devil, just talking about the men, if we had to wrestle with a demon, are we ready? I'm going to let that sink in. If we have to wrestle with a demon, is everybody ready? Prior to last week, I would have thought I was ready. But I'd have got my butt kicked. So now when I'm looking at things, I see things differently this week than I did last week. If I would have heard that young lady last week, my mindset would have been somewhere different. Oh, that was good. Amen. Move on. But yet, when someone is giving their teaching and they're giving it to them the way the Lord gave it to them, and the only reason I know this is because I know who the mother and father is. I know. But to see this person on social media and put it out there compared to what other young people is putting out there on social media, okay, Lord, you got to use that. You got to use that. And all you got to do is go to Instagram and watch what young people is putting out. I don't really go to Instagram like that, but when I see it and I see what people are doing, it's like, oh, goodness. I don't even, because it's not good. So now you see a young person talking about the Lord. It's like, okay, there's something to that in the day that we're living in. There's something to that. When we're in revival and the spirit is as high as it is, there's something to that. The last thing that I want to say, and I think I'm just talking too much, is that I heard the bishop say Sunday we were at capacity. And spiritually, I want people to think about being at capacity. That means can't no one else come in. That means doors are closed. And if the doors are closed at capacity, are you giving the Lord the best you got? Because there's no room for no one else to come in. So you have to, it's a sellout. You have to be able to do what the Lord has given you to do, not half, but not just something because this is what you know. You have to go deep and see what the Lord is trying to give the people. Anyone can get up to church and give cliches. Anyone can get up in church and read a scripture, but are you preparing yourself to give the people what the word of God, what the Lord is giving you to give to the people? And if you've been called, you're going to prepare yourself. How can I say this? Because we're inviting people to come to church. And when you invite people to come to your house, I know if I invite company to come to my house for dinner and you come to dinner and we give you a bologna sandwich. Now, we did feed you, but you would look at us like you're crazy for giving you a bologna sandwich. If I tell my wife we're having dinner guests and we have to cook, my wife is going to prepare her best meal. She's going to say what she does her best because she wants to give her best to the people that's coming to the house. So when you go into God's house, are we getting the best or are we just getting a bologna sandwich? Again, I feel like I'm talking too much, but that is where we're at, and that's the direction we're going into. Even with D&K Bible Break, we want to take some time, you know, just to reflect. But come next week, it's going to be a little different because the way the Lord is preparing me. I can't speak for my wife. I can't speak for nobody else, but you're going to get my best. I'm not going to come in with what I think. I'm not going to come in with my philosophy. I'm just going to give my best. So it's going to require me to fast. It's going to require me to study more. It's going to require me to ask questions to people if I don't understand, pick up the phone and ask certain questions. Now, while I'm doing all of that, takes me to another level. And it makes my relationship with the Lord even closer because now I'm selling out after I get done. I'm done. When I'm done preaching, when I'm done teaching, I don't want to have anything left in the tank. I don't want to be able to say, I should have said this, I should have said that. No, when I'm done, I'm done. And that's the way the Lord has taught me over the weekend. He said, whenever you come, leave it all at the altar. And that's basically what I'm saying about anything. You don't have to be a preacher or a teacher when you sing. Give it your all. If you, you know, however you do, the young lady that was teaching, it touched me not because of who it was, but the way she did it. And the way she did it, and the Lord showed me, and it took this whole revival to get me right back to where I am today. So, yeah, I'm guilty of a lot of things I didn't do right prior to the week of the revival. And that's why we have revivals, is to revive us, to save souls, to make us better. And that's one of the things that when I get done teaching or preaching, I want to be better. I want to make sure that the people is better. And the only way for me to do that is fasting and studying the Word of God. I don't know any black lady or any black woman who knows how to cook. If you get invited to their house, they're going to give you a bologna sandwich. Now, I'm not knocking a bologna sandwich because if you're hungry, the bologna sandwich would hit the spot. But at the same time, most people are particular when you come into their house. They want it to be clean and they want to feed you their best. They want to show you their best. That's like when you go to some people's house, they pull out their best china, their best plates. If it was up to me, I would just give you paper plates. My mother would tell me, you don't do that, especially when you're inviting people to your house on a Sunday. That might be a Monday or Tuesday meal, but not for a Sunday. Or whenever you're getting ready to bring forth the Word of God. And that's all I got, wife. You know, the revival was a blessing. I learned a lot. It took a lot out of me spiritually. It was emotionally. I shouldn't say spiritually. Emotionally, you know, I was spent. I still am spent. I'm receiving a lot of great response from a lot of people from all over the country saying that they loved it. They love the musicians. They love they just loved everything from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'm looking forward to the next 3 nights. But I'm putting the devil on notice on tonight and everyone else on notice that Elder Oliver is a little different than what he was a week or 2 weeks ago. My mindset is a little different. And my wife, she wanted me to slow down. And the thing about slowing down is, you know, you have to be obedient to the Lord, and you also have to have common sense. And the common sense is there's certain things I got to do better in preparation but I will be fasting and praying on a weekly basis as much as I can. And the beauty in that is I already know the devil's going to come after me. But the good part is the Lord protected me all week long. And I'm okay. I'm not hurt. I'm not hurt. Not sick. I'm good. But we know the devil is going to try to come after me. Go ahead, Kay.
Yeah, I just want to piggyback off of what you were saying. The young lady that we listened to, Sister Asha, she also has an awesome testimony about some things that she went through in 2020. So good thing is that just listening to her yesterday and the way she broke the message down, I'm like, okay, this is for her generation. And a lot of times we try to put people in a box to where if they don't say it this way or that way because this is how you do it, then they're not bringing forth the word properly. But for her age group and for her peers, I thought it was great. She met them where they were, and they're able to understand what she's saying. And I think a lot of the times in ministries, we have a lot of young people that we don't utilize. They're just there, and they're there to listen to the older people talk and get the word out. We need to also let them speak as well because they can reach the people that are in their age bracket way better than we can half the time because they know the lingo. They know how to talk. They know how to break it down. And I like the way she broke it down on yesterday. She did an awesome job. So to have her on, once you talk to her, we're just saying we're going to do stuff. We didn't even talk to her yet. But just to have her talk and all that, I think that would be totally awesome because she did a great job. I love she kept, she related Goliath to Debo. And when she did that, I was like, well, yes. Goliath was kind of like the Debo, so I just thought that was like, okay, that was cool right there. But it's something that somebody else can relate to. So use who you have in your house to get to the people of God. Just utilize everybody. We should all have our hands in the work of the Lord and get in where you fit in and do what the Lord is telling you to do, how the Lord is telling you to do it. So. I enjoyed Miss Asha on today.
I enjoyed it, but the thing that I enjoyed the most was, I don't know if this is going to sound right, and, I'm bad with words, but from Friday to Sunday, I never thought she would have been in my conversation. She would have been in the prayer. You know what I mean? I've heard her testimony, but I heard her testimony in church. And I was in a church setting, and my mind was churchy. And this is where I say I'm guilty of, because I heard the testimony. But it was a different, because then where I heard it from, it was different. It touched me a different way. And this is what I'm saying. I got to beat myself up because I was wrong in my preparations beforehand, because I feel I should have got this the first time I heard the testimony. But when I heard it the second time, I believe she was in her car and she was teaching. It hit me a different way. It just hit me differently. And the Lord said, you need to use that because it was different. It wasn't the way that I thought it should be. And because I've been in church my whole life, I think things should be a certain way. You should teach like this. You should preach like this. And the Lord just showed me in the span of a few days, it's not like I wasn't preparing myself right. So a lot of times people could have been saying something to me. I just didn't receive it because of my mindset. I was religious. I was caught up in, it's supposed to be done this way, not that way. And that's something I got to deal with the Lord, that the Lord has shown me. And moving forward, we got to learn from our mistakes.
Right. A lot of things we deal with in life, we had that aha moment, like, oh, why didn't I think that? You know, it's
right.
The
there
Lord knows when you need it. He knows when you need it, though. So you may have not gotten it before, so maybe it wasn't that time. So you got to also trust that God knows what he's doing. And when he does open your eyes to what he wants you to see, then go with it. But don't.
Right.
I mean, you can't criticize yourself for not thinking to you know, reach out from the get-go, because it's all on God's timing. So you just never know. You know, it maybe
right,
it was
right.
meant to yesterday to happen in order for you to be like, oh, okay, you know what, let's go down that avenue. So, you know, God knows what he's doing. He has the plan. So.
Yeah, and you know, he does things decent and in order. But at the same time, when you recognize something, you don't want other people to fall in the same mistakes that you make. And when you're around other ministers and preachers and teachers, you got to let them know, look, you know, maybe it is just for Derek. Maybe everybody else got it. Maybe it is just for me. But I don't believe that. And if the Lord tell me to say something, I'm going to say it, because we're trying to go to a different level. And when you go to a different level, it requires more. And sometimes the truth hurts sometimes. And when you tell the truth, and as I'm telling my truth, it stings a little bit. But I also know what my wife just said, you know, it was in God's timing. I'm just upset I missed it 3 weeks ago. I missed it 2 weeks ago. It took all the way up to this revival to let me see see what I was doing that was wrong, or how I was preparing that was wrong. Now, the revival was great. Don't get me wrong. What's that?
You know, everything we go through is for, it's to,
oh,
to
yeah.
build our character. It's for us to grow. So if you didn't grow in this, then something is wrong. So that's a blessing in itself that you are able to, I think there's a scripture, I was blind, now I see, or maybe that's a song, I'm not sure, but that, you know, you were once blind, now you see. He opens your eyes and he reveals things to you at his proper time. So just because now you know, hey, I can do better. And we should all feel like we can do better. So your eyes were open to let me do better. I can give more. I can leave my all, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm excited about that, because, you know, when you're called, you want to be in good standing with the Lord. Not that I was in bad standing. It's just sometimes we get comfortable with growth, you know. And as Christians, we're supposed to grow daily. There's never where you reach a ceiling where you stop growing. And I think that's the part that got. I think that's the part. What's that?
But unless you're dead, can't grow
right,
when you're dead.
Right.
That's the only time you should not
right.
be growing.
Well, see, the thing is, we're not dead. We're alive. And I want to grow as much as I can and get
yeah.
to that level. And, you know, it makes you mad. It makes me mad when I feel like, okay, especially if I did it. Now, if it's something that is out of my control, and this is just like I thought it was in my control, I should have been on top. But like you said, sometimes it takes certain events, certain things to get it. Now that I got it, I'm excited.
It's God's timing.
So I'm excited, but I want the other preachers to get excited and that they get something. This isn't just you getting up speaking to 15 or 20 people. There's thousands of people that's listening to us. Tomorrow night on Bible study, there are going to be thousands of people listening to us. And we have to be ready, because we never know when that time is going to come. We don't know. I don't know. And what I mean that time is when the Lord is going to open the floodgates and he's going to need us in whatever step, whether it is praying for someone or whether it is doing whatever it is we need to do. We got to be ready. And what I mean, we got to be ready. We got to be ready. And so I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to ask the question again tomorrow night. If we had to deal with a demon, are we ready? Can we deal with it? And are we prepared to deal with it? And a lot of times I think people run away. I'm talking about the leaders now, and don't want to get caught up in the church too deep, because if you catch someone coming in there and they're not right, and you got to pray for them. Let me use this, and I'm gonna be done. I'm getting ready to go, but I want to use this. COVID-19. People use it as an excuse not to be able to do this and do that. But if a person came in the church full of demons and asked for us to pray for them, are we equipped to pray for them? Because you can't do nothing, not laying down and sleep prayer when you got to cast a demon out of somebody. And if you ain't been praying, and if you can't pray for hours upon hours, you're not in shape to do that. That demon liable to jump inside you. And I'm just putting a scenario out there, the worst case scenario. And people are saying there ain't no demons gonna walk up in the church. Okay, they used to back in the day. They used to, and when they came up to get prayer for, well, but you don't see, because of COVID-19, you can't anoint
they. They're comfortable in the church. They don't have no fear. They can just come in and praise the Lord right alongside you. They have no fear because they have no fear. They don't. You're not going to call them out. You're scared. You ain't going to do nothing, just like you said, because people aren't prepared and they're not ready. So, you know, back in the day, they used to make the kids go out.
Right, exactly. So you know what I'm talking about, right.
If you ain't right, you need to go on and tip out with the kids, because you don't want to be up in here when this spirit comes up out of this person. So I haven't seen that in a long time. So,
right.
Yeah.
So my question is, I got all this out of the revival. Are we ready? And just the way I prepared, and I was, the Lord, this is how you need to be every week in and week out. And if you heard my wife say, she wanted me because I was working so hard. And then I didn't allow work. I was praying and fasting and all of that. And then at the end, I didn't do the end right. So I'm going to try to put it all together again this week. And that's the good thing about when you're working for the Lord. He allows us, you know, a chance to get it right. And I didn't know any of this we was going to talk about today. And we're not going to be long. I hope you enjoy some. If you didn't watch the revivals, it's all over social media. We'll be coming back on the 26th, 27th, and 28th of March, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, I'm hoping these preachers are ready. I feel good with the first weekend of it. Dr. McCann, myself, and Bishop Omar, I can't thank them enough. The praise team, the musicians, the people who came and supported, that was out every night. I just want to say thank you. I got a new Amen Corner. I want to send a special shout out to Evangelist Bluette. Just pushing me. And when someone say amen and you can hear them, you know they pushing you. And I just want to say thank you for pushing me, and for all those that came out and those that couldn't come out that was on the phone line, I just want to say thank you. And those that listen to Blog Talk, I just want to say thank you. Again, I want to apologize. We are working on the sound when it comes to the music. I understand it sounds kind of distorted. We're working on it. Hopefully we'll get it right this Sunday. But I do know you can hear the speaking fine. It's just the music part that we're still working on. So pray with us as we try to get this thing wrapped up on Sunday mornings. It's different on Thursday nights because of the location. it's two different locations. So Thursday night is different than, excuse me, Sunday morning. So just continue to pray for us that we get that worked out. Again, I hope if you was at the revival, if you heard it, hopefully you got something of it. We were just doing a recap tonight. Anything else you want to say?
No, just thank everybody for listening and for joining in tonight.
Yes, and don't forget tomorrow night we have our Praise Tabernacle Church Bible study starting at 7 o'clock, same time, same phone number, and if you're listening to us online, same website. Again, on Thursday night, we have Omar Zachary and Family Ministries at 7 o'clock, same phone number, same website. But you can watch them on Facebook Live at Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville. And then on Sunday morning, we have at 9 a.m., same phone number, same website, and Facebook Live, Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville, at 9 a.m. on Sunday, 7 p.m. on Thursday, and 7 p.m. on Tuesday night for Bible study. Again, I challenge each and everybody, if you have a ministry, or if God has called you, if he saves you, we should be doing something. And I'm only one person. I have one small position. And in the position, I'm going to try to utilize everyone within my that I can use. So if God called you, please, you mean you're going to get a call from me, because God wants to put everyone in play, because there's too many souls out there that need saved. And when I say I can't reach them all, I can't reach them all because of my style, my technique. My technique is different than my wife's technique. She can reach people I can't. I can reach people she can't. You know, because we're all different. And because we're different, we all have different styles. Some people don't eat pork. For whatever reason. It could be religious reasons. It could be whatever. But, you know, I love pork. My wife don't eat it that much. She don't eat red meat now. So she's going after the people who don't eat red meat. I'm going after her because I eat everything, you know. I'm just trying to make sense of it, because I don't want people to think, because some people be like, well, you know, if you're preaching the word, you should be able to reach everybody. It can. I ain't saying that it can't, but we are human, and we do, you know, some people don't like ice cream. And if you don't like it, you may not like my style, because it's full of ice cream. You know, it's not a sin, but I just can't reach you. So I'm going to use all that I can. And for the next, what I learned this revival, believe you me, trust me, the next three nights, we're going to see what we learn. And hopefully we don't have a repeat of what I learned from the first revival. So that's why I'm trying to put it out there for everyone to listen, because what I'm saying makes sense. If you're just studying, just to be studying, without praying and seeing the direction the Lord wants you to go, you're going to have problems up there, because the Spirit, you'll see what I'm talking about when you get up there. That's all I'm going to say. Because once you get up there, the Lord is going to move, and you better be ready when he's ready to move. If not, it will show. So with that being said, wife, I'm going to ask you to close this out. Again, we'll be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m., again, thank all my sponsors. Thank all those that listened tonight. Hopefully you got something. Go back and listen to the services. See how you liked it. You got any questions you want, you got my number, call me, email me, however you can get in touch with me. But other than that, we're going to close out. I'm going to have my wife close us out in prayer. And we'll see everyone back here tomorrow night for Praise Tabernacle Bible Study at 7 p.m.
All right. All right, Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for just allowing us to recap the weekend. Thank you for growth, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing and what you plan on doing in the future. Thank you for using everyone that you plan to use for the upcoming revival. We pray for their strength right now and pray that they seek you like never before. We pray that you open the scriptures to them. We also pray that your Holy Spirit moves in their hearts and help them to see that what you're trying to do in their lives and what you would have them to show your people. We ask that you continue to reveal yourself and just move within us. And I pray that we'll all be ready when you do come and we get it right. In Jesus' name, amen.